Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, "Not all of you are clean." Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
The passage Tim just read for us is just the beginning of the longest conversation recorded in any of the Gospels between Jesus and his disciples. Five chapters, John 13 through 17, full of some of the most beautiful and memorable of Jesus' sayings. Love one another as I've loved you, as Tim just read. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I have said these things to you so that you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Beautiful words. But before Jesus says any of them, before he even prays for his disciples, he does something outrageous. He gets down on his hands and knees, and one by one he washes his disciples' dirty feet. We're about to do the same thing for one another. But before we do, I want to remind you why we're doing this. The occasion that was being celebrated here in John chapter 13 was the Jewish Passover, the most important holiday on the calendar. And just as you would bathe and dress before going to a big banquet, Jesus and his disciples bathed and dressed before celebrating the Passover. But unlike you, they wouldn't drive to the party. They would walk. And when they got there, their feet would be dirty. So a good host would order his lowliest slave to bathe his guest's feet before dinner. But here, when Jesus, the guest of honor, takes this task upon himself, everyone, all of the disciples, are offended. But as usual, only Peter's the one who's got nerve enough to speak up in verse 8. "You'll never wash my feet." Now, sound humble to you? I don't doubt that there's a little humility involved in this. "Lord, you're too important to be doing this to me. I should be doing this for you." At the same time, I think that Peter is insulted by what Christ is doing, and not just a little. Let me explain. Back in the 70s, when I was a college student without a car, I spent many long days on the bus between New Orleans, Louisiana, where I was in school, and Prattville, Alabama, where my home was. I have two very vivid memories about those bus trips. The first was the smell of cigarette smoke, and the second one was the smell of body odor. Almost inevitably, when you'd get on the bus, there would be one person, usually a guy, sitting by himself in the back, and no one seated within rows around him. And if you actually tried to occupy one of those seats, you'd learn really quickly why nobody else was sitting there, because body odor is offensive. I think Peter is offended here for the same reason that that guy on the bus is offended when no one would sit near him. He's saying, come on, am I that bad? You have to wash me? You got to be kidding. Jesus' answer in verse 8 is blunt. If I don't wash you, you have no share with me. Yes, you are that bad. I'm doing something outrageous, even offensive, but I'm doing it to help you realize that you have a problem, one that is so great, only I can cure it. It was hard for Peter to hear. It's hard for our culture to hear, too, because we are a very Peterish culture, after all. We believe that everyone should be free to choose their moral principles themselves. So we don't take sin seriously, even if we struggle with feeling dirty. Brené Brown is professor of social work at the University of Houston. She says, shame is the persistent feeling of being unworthy of love and belonging. It is a feeling that's familiar to most of us. Why do you work too much and too hard when you know it's bad for you and it's bad for your family? You're trying to prove something? Why are you afraid to commit yourself in a relationship? Are you afraid of letting someone get close enough to you so they can see who you really are? The feelings are familiar. And in Romans 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul explains why we have them. He says, way down deep inside, we all know there's a God. We know that there's a difference between right and wrong. And we know that we don't measure up, even by our own standards. We know that we need washing. Peter and the other disciples here in John chapter 13 knew it too. But they had to wait another day to see how their washing would be accomplished on the cross and to begin to understand what that was going to mean for them. In a moment, we're going to wash one another's feet just as Jesus washed his disciples' feet. But before we do, I want you to remember two things. The first is that Jesus calls us to follow his example. The Apostle Paul describes it like this in Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Having the mind of Christ is hard. It'll cost you. But even harder is realizing that we, all of us, like Peter, need washing. And unless Jesus washes us, we have no share in him. In 1678, John Bunyan published his classic, The Pilgrim's Progress. Pilgrim is on a journey carrying a load that's too heavy for him. So he goes to Mr. Worldly Wise Man and asks for help about how his load might be lightened. And he's told to go to the village of Morality and seek out Mr. Legality, who will be able to help him. But he finds in the village, the load is heavier than ever. But when he reaches the Hill of Salvation, he notices two things. At the bottom is a grave, and at the top, a cross. And as he sees the cross, his burden drops off, rolls into the grave, and disappears. And he sings this song. Thus far did I come laden with my sin, nor could aught ease the grief that I was in till I came hither. What a place is this! Must here be the beginning of my bliss? Must here the burden fall from off my back? Must here the strings that bound it to me crack? Blessed cross, blessed grave, blessed rather be the man that was there put to shame for me. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we bow before you this evening, confessing our need for washing, our sin. We know the truth of the old hymn that we sang this past Sunday. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Wash us, we pray, and humble us. Teach us the mind of Christ in service to one another. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.